Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, I want to talk to you about efficiency. Now, some people are the model of efficiency, and others seem to take forever to get anything done. And when that happens, the culprit is almost always multitasking. This weekend, I arrived in northern France. My wife and I arrived on a Sunday. All the grocery stores were closed, and most restaurants were closed. We found a McDonald's cafe that was open, and I haven't eaten at McDonald's in years. This was one of those newly designed cafes with more menu choices and a huge array of touchscreen screens to place your order. It had a lovely glass showcase filled with fresh salads. We looked at the salads behind the glass and decided that's what we were going to order. And we couldn't find them anywhere on the touchscreens. So we lined up at the counter where there was one person to take our order. When we explained what we wanted, he offered to come and find them for us on the screens. He couldn't find them either, so he went to ask his manager. His manager came out and told someone else to help us find them. Back we went to the screen, and this second person couldn't find the salads either. So she finally took us back to the main counter to take our order. We ordered two salads and two bottles of water. None of it required preparation. We were given our receipt and told that our meal would be delivered to our table. 17 minutes later, our meal arrived. This was for a meal that required zero preparation at McDonald's, of all places. I was so shocked that I actually placed a second order, and this time from the electronic kiosk. I ordered a large French fries. Having ordered a few fries in my time when I was a teenager, I knew the fries would come pretty quickly. Well, this order took 7 minutes to be delivered. So the question is, how can McDonald's, a veritable image of efficiency and speed, be so slow? Here's what I observed. The person who took the order didn't actually fulfill the order. It went onto a screen behind the counter. The person who fulfilled the salad placed it on a tray. Someone else was in charge of drinks, and they had a backlog of drink orders. They placed all the drinks on another tray. A third person took the completed drinks, placed the drinks and the salads on a tray with two plastic forks, and then went looking for us in the dining area. A total of 17 minutes from the time the order was placed. When you add the time it took us to place the order, we were there for a total of 30 minutes before our food arrived. The French fries was a similar process. One person was in charge of the fries. They placed the fries in a paper bag. Someone else double-checked the order and placed the ketchup in the bag and then called out a receipt number. That took a total of 7 minutes from placement of the order. So what was the problem? Too many people were involved in the order fulfillment process. None of them took the order to completion. Somehow, they thought that operating like an automobile assembly line would be more efficient. Each time someone new got involved with the order, they had to read the order from the screen and understand what was being ordered. And that took anywhere from 10 to 20 seconds, depending on the complexity of the order. That was several seconds of wasted time each time there was a handoff. I watched other people's orders while I was waiting. There were customers standing around watching in horror as they observed the chaos in the kitchen. Each order got broken down into multiple independent steps. Partially completed orders sat on an array of trays behind the counter. Some of them sat for 4 to 5 minutes before they finally delivered. I saw ice cream sundaes drooping in their cups. It was really not a pretty sight. It was such chaos. So what was the culprit? The culprit was multitasking. Nobody took anything to completion from start to finish. Not only did the time to deliver the order multiply, there was tremendous time wasted each time a staff member switched context from one order to the next. How often in our daily lives do we multitask in the name of increased efficiency? When the fact is, multitasking is a lie. It doesn't work. It causes you to switch context each and every time. And when you do, your efficiency goes down. All it does as it makes it appear, creates the illusion to your customers that you're more responsive because you're going to respond to an interrupt. But in terms of the actual delivery of anything, that multiplies anywhere from 3 to 20 times. You want to eliminate multitasking as much as possible. Now, you can't eliminate it completely. However, you want to set aside time that is focused time, that you do not take any interruptions so that you can get your actual productive work done. When you do that, you're going to be able to multiply your productivity and reduce the time that it takes you to deliver by anywhere from a factor of 3 to a factor of 5. As you're thinking about that, See if you can stamp out multitasking in your own life. Have an awesome day. Make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.